What is power? In the restaurant industry, you might think of someone with power as the person with the corner office, someone who oversees thousands of employees and billions in sales. But here at Nation's Restaurant News, we see the definition of power evolving. It's not scale that matters so much anymore. It's influence. It's potential. It's ideas. Just think about how powerful ideas can be. Our world reveres those thinkers and visionaries who develop ideas that have the potential to transform our everyday lives. But ideas are cheap. They're only effective when they're supported with some sweat equity, some hustle, and some determination. When you have that perfect pairing of a big idea and someone who's determined to bring it to life, that's where true transformational change happens. In the restaurant industry, we increasingly see that coming not from above, but from all around. Not from the corner offices, but from the trenches. A new generation of leaders is flipping the traditional restaurant paradigm on its head and proving that there is a different way to do things that isn't just better for the community and the customer, but also better for the bottom line. With this year's Power List, our team at Nation's Restaurant News is excited to recognize 50 of those emerging leaders from across the restaurant industry who aren't necessarily household or even industry-wide names, but who are flexing their influence regardless through their big ideas. Ideas like providing leadership and entrepreneurship opportunities for members of historically disempowered communities. Ideas like changing the perception of fast food through better employee wages and plant-based menus. Ideas like starting a farm to offer fresh vegetables and hands-on training to the local community. Ideas that can radically transform the restaurant industry. You can be powerful too. All you need is a big idea, an idea that can change your business, your community, and this industry for the better. And I hope this year's Power List will inspire you to do just that. You can find the full list at nrn.com/powerlist. That's nrn.com/power-list. But over the next several weeks, we're also going to share exclusive conversations with a handful of those emerging leaders whose big ideas are already taking root. This week, that leader is Shaquan Lewis, Chief Operating Officer at Pizza Hut US. His big idea is that every restaurant can be a pathway to greater possibilities for all team members. Here's more from Shaquan in conversation with NRN contributor Mark Hamstra.
Well, congratulations, Shaquan, on being named to the NRN Power List for 2022.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's a real honor.
Great. What we're asking all of our award winners this year to do is to talk a little bit about what your big idea is for the industry for 2022. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So my big idea is that every restaurant be a pathway to greater possibilities for all team members. And I think Pizza Hut can lead the way in that.
Oh, terrific. That's a great way to summarize it up. How will this idea unfold at Pizza Hut? Can you talk a little bit about how your job helps maybe facilitate that vision?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, certainly. And so first, I'll give you just a little additional context on what mm-hmm. I mean by that. So yeah. When we talk about this idea of a pathway to greater possibility, mm-hmm. I think our restaurant industry has got to get really serious. We've done a good job in the past. We can really focus on it in the future, but getting really serious about being a launching pad for people to really step into all the things that are possible for them. And so I'm talking ideas like coming in the door as a team member, and then one day having a pipeline right to the idea of being an owner of these spaces as well. And so my new role, I think, can help play a role in that. Now, actually, I'll tell you, I've spent the last year or so being the chief equity officer at Pizza Hut, and I'm excited to step into a new role as chief operating officer on January 1st in the U.S. business. And even in this new role with a deep emphasis on team members and putting people first, I think I can really help be a part of what it means to drive that people first culture that really takes people from point A to point Z in their careers.
Well, terrific. And it seems like a great time in the industry for this kind of action to get more team member involvement and ownership. And can you talk a little bit about maybe just the environment right now and why it's the right time for this kind of movement?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this moment is certainly the moment for it, but mm-hmm. it's always the right moment to invest in people, especially for folks who with a little bit of extra oomph or a little bit of a opportunity to be reached and pulled further forward, have an opportunity to grow. So like when you look at the history of our brand, for example, Mark, we're the brand that a $600 loan from a mom to two brothers made this whole thing possible. And so what you see built in our DNA is this idea of we're the one that says, if you need a little something extra, we help you get from that point and go to the next point. And so this moment in time that we're experiencing right now, especially in the middle of a labor crisis, especially in the middle of inflationary pressures and historic rates of turnover, we know that this is the moment to really double down on people. We're in the people business. Operations is about people. Restaurants is about people. And it starts with our team members, making sure that we have great experiences for our customers. And so by investing in those folks right now in a moment like this, we think that we can not only grow as a brand, but really be a part of a brand that grows our society and really moves forward and giving people chances to grow. So that's kind of where I'm coming from when I think about this idea of putting people first.
Well, terrific. That's a very great way to put it. Can you also talk a little bit about the challenges and opportunities that you see for the industry in 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. And so a couple of the challenges are the ones I just brought up. Like these are twin macroeconomic pressures that are pretty severe. So one is inflation, right? Like I've seen your writing. You get the joke on this one. Cost of goods and just the cost of doing business is there are real challenges for restaurant operators right now. And so there's a massive challenge in that. Now, at the same time, we think that by, again, going back to this sort of people-centric approach to running our restaurants, by doubling down on people, by making it easier to actually execute our concept. In our space, we talk about being easier to make, easier to serve, easier to run. And that begins with putting the team members at the center of what we do. We know that we can probably push back on some of those pressures because by driving cost-effective efficiencies in the ways that we do what we do, it can be a win not only for team members, but a win for the P&L. So it's one thing to look at this and just, you know, say, wow, this is too much. It's another one to say, well, what does it mean for us to react to it in a thoughtful, in a planful way with people being first? And so that's one of the approaches. On the labor shortage piece that we just talked about, whoa, right? And one of the things that we know is like, you know, I think different people value it differently, but like turnover being historic highs right now, like depending on some estimates, some folks say that costs about $2,000 a head. That's a massive pressure, a massive drag on businesses. But we want to look at things like what drives turnover. Well, a lot of times it's the employee experience. And a lot of times it's do people really believe they have a pathway to something more than where they are today, a pathway to grow and develop. And what we've seen in the research is that people, especially as they come into this the QSR industry in particular, and certainly true of folks in our space, they come to these jobs with wanting an opportunity to grow and wanting an opportunity to develop and be a bigger part of this brand that they're a part of. So as we look at this, I say, look, these things are challenges, but they're also opportunities. And with the right focus, with the right approach and the commitment to the right things, we have a chance to turn these challenges to opportunities that work for all of us.
Well, terrific. I think that's a great way to sum it up. But is there anything else that you'd like to add in terms of your outlook for the year ahead at Pizza Hut or the industry overall?
Well, I'll tell you, even though I'm going into this chief operating officer role, I still have an equity lens. And that's going to be something that I'm really excited to make sure that I bring into this space. And it's one of these commitments that we made as a brand starting a long time ago, but really doubling down on in the year 2020. And you see a lot of this across the restaurant industry. And I guess my encouragement, my commitment as a leader is to continue to be focused on equity and inclusion and belonging and driving that culture at our restaurants. And my encouragement to the industry is to make sure that we don't get off the gas pedal on that either. You know, like in the Pizza Hut space, our team members are a majority people of color and women. And so as we think about what it means to be really intentional about driving cultures that make people stay, make people successful, make people want to continue to grow in this environment, EIB can oftentimes be a way to pull that forward. And it's a business imperative, it's a culture imperative, and it's a way for all of us to grow. So I encourage everybody in this space to be honest about that, be intentional about that, and be authentic about chasing it down the right way.
Well, terrific. Well, thanks so much for sharing your vision for the industry and good luck in your new role at Pizza Hut.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me. Really enjoyed talking to you.
Enjoyed talking with you too, Shaquan.